with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A mass shooting at a Minneapolis Catholic church today. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says the gunman at an Annunciation Catholic school fired on mass attendees from outside.
During the mass, a gunman approached on the outside, on the side of the building, and began firing a rifle through the church windows towards the children sitting in the pews at the mass. Shooting through the windows, he struck children and worshipers that were inside the building. The shooter was armed with a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol.
O'Hara says two children were killed and 17 people were wounded in the shooting. Officials did not say whether the gunman had any known connection to the school. All of the injured children are expected to survive. Firefighters in California continue to battle the so-called picket fire in Napa County, which was 17% contained as of Tuesday evening. Further north in Oregon, 22,000 acres have been destroyed, along with four homes in Jefferson and Deschutes County. Flat Fire spokesperson Captain Steve Chapman says they're spread thin but are concentrating on structures with heat around it.
We're going to have some extra eyes out there from our line safeties and our task force leaders getting out there, making sure that each house is looked at and walked around on every structure on the fire. So it's a lot of work, but we're out there really hammering down on those smokes, and with the weather today, it's going to really test us. It's going to really pop those smokes up for us so that we can get those ones that have been hiding on us for the last few days.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 147 points. The Nasdaq rose 45. This is SRN News. A major medical facility is doing a 180, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Boston Children's Hospital was the first in the nation to open a pediatric gender clinic where kids could get sex change operations or receive puberty-blocking hormones. Now under pressure from the Trump administration and fearing lawsuits from unhappy customers, the hospital is trying to erase history. Gay activists report the BCH has done a thorough purge of its website to remove all references to the surgeries it carried out in the past. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A network of abortion clinics in Maine will not resume getting Medicaid funds while its lawsuit against the Trump administration plays out. The decision against Maine family planning by a federal judge comes despite a ruling last month by a different judge who stated that Planned Parenthood clinics around the country must continue to be reimbursed. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks edged higher ahead of a closely watched earnings report from NVIDIA. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%, beating the all-time high it set 2 weeks ago. The NASDAQ composite rose 0.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 0.3%. Investors see NVIDIA's quarterly report as a barometer for the strength of the boom in artificial intelligence because that company makes most of the chips that power the technology. Cracker Barrel climbed 8%. That's after scrapping plans to change its logo following an uproar on social media that even drew a comment from President Trump. The Dow up 147 points today to close at 45,565. The NASDAQ gained 45 to 21,590. The S&P added 15 to 6,481. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.